because it would have been nice for Darren to hear his dad give his testimony, but he knows it. He really lived it. He was there, so he knows. So this Sunday is Testimony Sunday. It's the third Sunday of the month, and we do testimonies not to draw attention to ourselves. That is not what this is about. It is to show that sometimes life is messy, but God takes our life and he does something. And so we are giving honor and glory to God for what he does in our life. And it also brings it very personal. It shows others that God is personally involved in our life. But it also, the person who's giving their testimony, it's a reflection of, oh yeah, remember when God did that? And it's important that we remember all of those great things, right? But to give your testimony can very often be very personal. And so we appreciate the transparency and vulnerability it takes to share our faith. So, Daniel. There are different ways to give testimony. This is going to be like a testimony interview. And actually, Dan and I have done interviews before at churches when we were itinerating to go to the mission field. And so it's just another way of doing that. But we thank you for your willingness to be here. So I just have some questions for you. Did you have an active father in your life when you were growing up?
Not really. My father left when I was 10. And so, you know, at that point, we were just starting to get into that sort of a relationship where you go do stuff and things. And then he left and found another woman. So I didn't have a real active father at that point. And so I kind of leaned on my grandfather, who, of course, you know, they don't always last forever. And he only lasted for a couple of years before he passed on. And so, no, really didn't.
Who stepped up in your life then as a father figure?
Well, luckily I got enrolled in scouting. And so Boy Scouts helped out a lot that way. We had some very good leaders. And then I also had some friends that had fathers that recognized the need to step up and help both my brother and I kind of transform as we went through our young years.
So when you were in high school, you went to a religious camp, I guess. I don't know if I can call it camp. Can you tell us how that affected your life?
Yeah, it was called TEC, Teens Encounter Christ, and it was kind of the Catholic Church's way of being more Pentecostal. And so although we would do a normal liturgical mass, we would also have prayer sessions where we would essentially get filled with the Holy Spirit. And as teenagers, that was huge. And it also introduced us to a lot of people that were really trying to live a more Christ-centered life.
What were your feelings, though, as a young person about getting married and being a father? Did you think that was something you wanted to do?
Not really. well, actually, while I was doing the TEC retreats, there was even some time where I spent praying about becoming a priest, and I never felt that calling. I thought maybe it was there, but never felt that calling. And so I wasn't real sure, because I knew, you know, with the Catholic Church, getting married and divorced is a bad thing. So seeing that happen in my family, I was like, well, maybe this isn't for me either. So, yeah, I really didn't see it.
So then you met this redheaded woman, and she had adopted children, and she loved you almost immediately when she met you. So how did this change you? What happened that?
Well, I had kind of been like a professional uncle, so while we were dating, it was kind of nice to just have the kids, you know, be around and we could do some stuff, but it was always nice to be able to then leave and same thing with being a professional uncle. You play with the kids and then hand them back to the parents when discipline comes in. So at first, it was still a very foreign concept for me. And then I got, you know, I kind of thought about or was led towards the concept of Joseph and how Joseph got himself put into something he probably hadn't planned in his original thoughts as he was growing up either. And so, yeah.
Would you say you knew how to be a parent?
No. I don't think any parent really knows how. Well, I don't know. I guess there's some that are kind of grown or naturally drawn towards it, but no, it was a challenge.
So I remember that after we got married, we had a few years that things went pretty calmly. And then when our daughter went to college, she experienced some pretty serious rebellion. And how did you see God's hand in that?
Well, for a while, it was really is God's hand in this. The challenges, the anger that went back and forth was great. And then I think both Wendy and I just kind of started praying together, and we started seeing that we needed to be more steadfast. And I think that's one of those things that as a father we oftentimes forget, is that a lot of times we are the rock that just stands there and takes it and takes that beating. Forms a foundation, and then we build off of that. So by being a good rock, she was able to come back to us.
What do you think your greatest gift that God has given you as a father?
I think when the kids have that true epiphany, when they open up and they just realize, yeah, what you've been saying all along, the life that you've been leading, that is where we're supposed to go. So, I mean, we expect rebellion, we expect a little bit of pushback, but when they go, oh, yeah, that's what life is really supposed to be about, and they come back into the fold and then become parents, so we're grandparents.
Absolutely. And being a grandparent is a lovely thing. Well, I thank you for sharing.
Yep. That's clear.